At Cody Manufacturing's plant in Golden, Colorado, 23 workers make equipment parts. Owner and manager Jared Jones says he would like to hire more people, but his costs keep going up.
Every time we hear about a new regulation, it's something we have to adhere to or whatnot. It drives the cost of our business up.
Cody makes conveyance systems used in food processing plants and has customers in Latin America, Africa, and China. Jones says higher taxes threaten this export industry.
There's no motivation for an individual to take the risk to lay all their house, all their assets on the line to make additional money and then just have the government come back and take it away from them.
He believes the president's health care reform law will drive up costs for his business.
The health care system does need a reform, but forcing a government-issued health care and having us pay for it is definitely not the solution we need.
Jones favors the Republican Party and believes candidate Mitt Romney would restart America's economic engine. But owners of smaller businesses like Maria Empanada in Lakewood often take a different view. This bakery is owned and operated by Lorena Cantorovici, an immigrant from Argentina who favors President Obama partly for sentimental reasons.
Under his presidency, I became a citizen and I was able to open the doors of my business.
She says she got help from the Small Business Administration and other government programs.
I'm able to create jobs and I'm able to extend my company, buying machinery, buying equipment.
Cantorovici says Democratic plans to raise taxes are fine with her as long as they target those already making a lot of money. She says higher taxes for her small but growing business would be harmful.
Increasing taxes for me will be hard. It will hurt me a lot. And that means that I need to cut on other things. Probably I need to cut an employee.
A recent University of Colorado study showed some increase in business confidence statewide, but also concern among business leaders that divisions created by election year politics could be harmful. To spur economic growth, whoever wins the November election will have to inspire confidence in owners of both large and small businesses to expand operations and create more jobs. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Denver, Colorado.